Minnesota News Network, I'm Tasha Radel. Following the Minnesota Senate passing a comprehensive gun violence prevention package, the father of Annunciation school shooting victim Harper Moisky joined Democratic lawmakers. The legislation includes a ban on assault weapons and high-capacity magazines. Mike Moisky.
I'm really optimistic for what's to come next. I think we're making progress. And most of all, not only am I and our community really, really proud of the work that was done today and what we pushed through, more importantly, I think all of our kids should be very proud of what we did today.
Moisky's 10-year-old daughter and 8-year-old Fletcher Merkel were killed in the Annunciation school shooting more than 8 months ago. The legislation faces a tougher battle in the Minnesota House. Minnesota has paid more than $67 million in child care assistance to 9 daycare providers that were searched last week by federal investigators. State data shows the funding was distributed over roughly 8 years through the Child Care Assistance Program, which helps low-income families cover child care costs. Authorities have not announced any charges, and it's still unclear whether any of the payments were improperly obtained. Officials say the investigation is ongoing and no further details have been released. Stillwater is home to this year's 78th annual Governor's Fishing Opener. DNR Fisheries Section Manager Brad Parsons.
Stillwater is wonderful. It's one of the oldest communities in Minnesota. It's on the St. Croix River, part of the National Wild and Scenic Rivers, and it is that. It's also a tremendous fishing resource there. There's numerous species of fish in the water, not just the walleye and sauger and northern pike that most of us are after, but many of our native rough fish.
The opener is this Saturday, again, the host city, Stillwater. In other headlines, the Animal Humane Society is bringing beagles from a controversial breeding facility in south-central Wisconsin to Minnesota. AHS spokeswoman Sarah Bamani says the remaining dogs are being released next week by Ridgeland Farms.
So Animal Humane Society is going to be receiving 50 beagles. 15 of those dogs will be transferred to our partners at Tri-County Humane Society and Rough Start Rescue.
Bamani says the dogs are expected to arrive next Thursday in Golden Valley. A total of 1,500 beagles used in biomedical research and testing are being released from the facility. And the nation's largest one-day food drive returns this weekend as the Stamp Out Hunger Campaign takes place Saturday. Organized by the National Association of Letter Carriers, the annual event encourages residents to leave non-perishable food donations by their mailboxes for pickup by letter carriers. This is MNN.